I'm Todd Morris for Mission Network News. For the deaf in third world countries, education is meant to help. But DOR International President and CEO Rob Myers says school can be a stumbling block.
Much of their education involved copying and memorization without really an understanding and without access through their heart language to what the information actually means.
But in Kenya, nationals working with DOR are teaching both sign language and the message of salvation.
If they can equip the next generation with the tools, with God's word, with opportunities, then that advances so much more in the next 20 or 30 years, the state of the Christian deaf community in Kenya and similarly in other countries.
Please pray that more schools will open to the possibilities of Christian teaching and the use of sign language to help deaf individuals learn. And this summer, Forgotten Missionaries International is heading to Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Indonesia, providing evangelism training for partners. Bruce Allen with FMI.
These countries are the world's three largest Muslim-dominant nations. And sadly, they're also on record for having either widespread persecution or pockets of persecution.
To help spread the gospel, FMI is using a new evangelism tool.
This tool will allow the listener or the recipient, so to speak, the opportunity to say, here's a snapshot of my life right now. This is what I'm going through. This is where I'd like to be. And it just opens the door up for more significant conversation with the evangelist.
For prayer and action points, visit missionnews.org. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? And get our free e-news updates featuring all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Again, that's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.